Ladies and gentlemen, he is back, Dr. Wayne Pond. Wayne, we've missed you, buddy.
Hey, I missed you too, sweetheart.
I'm glad you're back. Consider yourself hugged by Mary Donnan, but not by me. You got a good word for us?
I do. As a matter of fact, here, Ron, I'm going to continue the Bill Luchtenberg moment. On the word of the day, we're talking about Professor William Luchtenberg, who has got a new book about the American presidency. Our friend D.G. Martin suggested that we use some words from Bill's new book. And I got a dandy for you this morning. You're just going to love it. The word of the day is hagiography. Hagiography. Is this an oldie and a goodie that you know and love and treasure and just take out of its little box once in a while?
Never heard it.
I've never heard that either.
All right, well, it doesn't sound hagiography like it would have a pleasant or a positive or an upbeat meaning or definition, but hagiography is all about turning somebody into a saint. It's writing that is basically adulatory, all positive, nothing bad, where you're just turning whoever, whatever you're writing about into something that's altogether positive. So, hagiography means, in this instance, writing about other politicians or politicians who do no wrong. Now, that strikes me as a bit of a contradiction. How about you?
Well, yeah, politicians do no wrong. That doesn't quite connect.
Yeah, well, it fits. It fits certainly for tonight's clown car show with the Republicans up in Iowa. And The depressing thing is that the lead clown is more of a threat than a good guy, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I definitely would. Yeah, I'm scared if that guy gets elected. I'm telling you.
All right, well, there's your word of the day. Hagiography. I didn't spell it for you. Let me do that real quick. H-A-G-I-O followed by graphy. G-R-A-P-H-Y. Got it?
All right. Got it.
All right, guys. Hey, good to be back. Talk to you in the morning. Take care.
Thank you, buddy.